views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. And I'm hoping that you're having a great of a start to January 2018, like I am. I'm having a wonderful, fantastic experience of new collaborations with people, joint ventures, and juicy relationships. And that's what this year is about. It's about mastering our relationships. It's about building our new world. It's about collaboration and so much more. And so I want to start off by acknowledging the sponsors for the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. So the first sponsor for the Cornelia Stephanie Show is Dieter Ernst. Dieter is the inventor of the first flying car. Thank you so much, Dieter, for your contribution. The second acknowledgement goes to Robert Skeel, Loving Life at Any Age. Thank you so much, Robert. And the third acknowledgement goes to Tom Lombrazo and Caroline. Tom and Caroline Lombrazo, the magic of finding love and peace. They are the official sponsors for Living Heaven on Earth, the Cornelia Stephanie Radio Show. And it's just awesome to start the year off like that in community. Because when we set our inner compass to our true north, the direction of our higher power, guiding us in building our new world with every thought, action, and deed, in community, for community, because love is the action and peace is the way. And that's the way that we are building the new world, love and peace being the action. And so what would heaven on earth be like without angels? This is the reason why I'm so excited to bring back today, again, my guest from last week's show. Very, very super, super amazing guest, Tom Lombrazo. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. I feel so privileged to be on your show today. You're just super.
Oh, and you are. And so I want to let the listeners know that if they didn't get a chance last week to listen to us last week, even though we had a lot of negative interference, that is not happening here today. And last week, they'll still be able to catch the show. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com under Media Radio, and you'll be able to listen to last week's show. And so I want to reintroduce Tom because he has so much to share, so many gifts to share, and so much wisdom to bring to us that I want to share this with you all here today. Tom is here to share with us his experience with angels, reincarnation, clouds as messengers, and his 10-year journey from Roseville, California to Wilkenburg, Arizona to Padua, Italy, to see St. Anthony's Basilica and the light beings of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And I love Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene because they are my guides as well. Tom, you are a very generous, compassionate soul. This is illustrated to all of us by giving away 100 copies of this amazing book here, The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. This book is nearly 300 pages that captures your and Carolyn's experiences since 2001, when Archangel Michael came into your lives. And to get a copy of this new book, all anyone that is listening to this needs to do is email Tom at tom@whenangelstouch.com. tom@whenangelstouch.com, and be sure to include your mailing address so that he can send you this book free of charge, including the postage. Tom wants to share his stories with you so that you can inform your own opinions and judgments that you have around angels here on earth. And so, Tom, the day that totally changed your life was the day when Archangel Michael came into your Jeep and told you to slow down. What did Archangel Michael say to you?
Well, before I say that, I want to basically set the table here. And that is, I was a pretty normal guy before that. I'm 69 right now, and I was in my early 50s then. And, you know, I was very pragmatic. I'm a person that had to see things to believe them. And I didn't believe in angels at the time. I believed that they were mythical creatures. And so I needed to be able to use my senses to determine whatever comes my way. Well, I was driving on a Friday afternoon coming home from a nearby community, driving 60 on an expressway. And, all of a sudden, this voice came in my Jeep. It wasn't in my mind. It was a real voice from the passenger seat next to me. And the voice said, "Slow to 35. And it was a very powerful male voice. I didn't see anything, but it made me look all around while I'm driving. And I said to myself, "Goodness, that is a very powerful voice. Why is he saying that?" I said, "I better do it." And that's one of my messages.
Can I interrupt? Because that's kind of weird, because you're driving on the highway and then a voice comes and you're looking around to see who said that, and you're driving around at 60 miles an hour, and now you're going to listen to the voice to slow down to 35 on the highway, on the interstate.
Yes, yes. And so what do? I made an instant determination that this was so powerful a message. That voice was so powerful, I should do it. And that's one of my messages today to people, is that we all have choices in life. Some of them are big choices, some of them are little. And this was one I didn't know what to say about it, other than perhaps I should do it. Well, I did. I immediately went to 35. Soon thereafter, a car passed me with three young men, and they went up to a stoplight that was green. And as I came forward to them, they pulled right in front of me. So they were perpendicular to my Jeep at that point. My Jeep hit them. I couldn't do anything but hit them. And it actually went up on their hood. We blew through the intersection. Windows were blown out. And my whole front end was gone. And I couldn't move the car. Well, I was really shook up, as anyone would be. I didn't know what had happened in terms of injuries, I found out later I had many ribs bruised. My head was hit the steering column. My legs all were black and blue from hitting the steering column with a seatbelt on. So even at a slow speed, it could be very dangerous. Well, within 10 minutes, the California Highway Patrol officer came, and I told him the story, and he said, "Sir, you would most certainly be dead at 60. I see it all the time." At that moment, it rang true for me that something special happened. What was it? And since I really wasn't very familiar with angels, I didn't know who this was. He didn't say who he was. So anyway, a period of healing occurred for the next 3 or 4 months. And at a function about 3 months in a nearby town, my wife and I went to, and this woman came, older woman, up to me and knew my name, and I never saw her before. And she said, "Tom, you have to journal every day because things are going to happen to you, little things and big things. And if you don't journal them, you're going to forget them. And it's going to be important that you know these things." And walked away. To me, that woman, in retrospect, was an angel in human form giving me a message. How did she know all this stuff? And she was right. I have earnestly journaled every day since that accident. And it's led to this book, some of the stories. So soon, no, not soon, after that, I was possessed to find out who this angel was or who it was.
Right.
And I asked psychics, you name it. I went to everybody. But then in 2005, 4 years later, my wife and I are sleeping in our bed at 1:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden our bed is violently raised up in the air and hits the ground up and down like that for about 20 seconds. Three lights on our room went on and off, including one that wasn't plugged in. Once it stopped, we thought, someone's in our house, and we looked around. Everything was locked. Of course, we digested this kind of frightening thing for about an hour. And as I tried to go to sleep, I closed my eyes. And if anyone's familiar with the old-style TVs in the 50s, when you turned them on, there was a bright star, or a point of light in the center, and it would expand out to create the picture. That was exactly my vision, a bright light in the center, and expanded out. And then this angel came in beautiful color. It was so perfect. I could see the feathers and the filaments of each feather. And it was, and he was perpendicular to me in my vision. And then he turned his head to look at me. I didn't know who he was, but clearly an angel with the wings that were so huge. Then it pans to him on a horse. And his sword, and then it vanished. That led to hundreds and hundreds of visions after that. Well, the next day I felt so compelled to research this vision.
Hold to that thought, because we're going to, can you believe it? We're into our first segment. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how this angel changed your life forever. And thank you so much. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm with my very special guest, Tom Lombroso, today, and we're talking about how an angel saved his life and changed his life. Tom, welcome back to the show, and please tell our listeners where they can get a hold of your generous offer, the book that you are generously giving away, and also your website information.
Okay, all you have to do is email me at tom@whenangelstouch.com and just include your physical mailing address so I can send you the book, and I cover everything including postage. My website is www.whenangelstouch.com, and there's lots of stuff on there including our worldwide travels, which are interesting. And then I'm on Facebook at When Angels Touch Facebook. If you want to go there, you can friend me. But you can see I usually post 3 or 4 clouds a day and other things as well. So happy to have you involved in all of that. That's what it's for, for you to see.
Thank you, Tom. And so before we went to break, you were talking about how you were then after seeing the visions, then you went on a journey to discover who the archangel is and how that came to be.
Yes. Well, I was so possessed inside me, I had to find out. So the next morning, I just went to the nearby bookstore and I went to the spiritual section. And the first book I saw with angels written on the side, I pulled it out randomly, and then I randomly opened it up somewhere in the middle. Lo and behold, there is an illustration, a line drawing of Archangel Michael on his horse with his sword, the classic drawing of him, which you would see throughout everywhere you see it. That's who it was. And it said, Archangel Michael below. So he made me, he showed up in my bedroom and he gave me a vision, and then he made me go find him. And then Very quickly, in 2008, he came to us in a cloud over Sedona, Arizona. So he wanted me to know who he was.
The clouds. So the clouds, you know, like on your on your website, people can see the cloud of Archangel Michael that you're talking about. People can see that. And then this is also another subject, because you've taken, I mean, your book, this amazing book, this book needs to be on every coffee table. It needs to be on every table there is, where people are sitting, and it's got beautiful images of clouds and captured all your experiences with you and your wife. And so can you tell us about the clouds, Tom, how that all began?
Yeah. pretty much a big surprise to me. I mean, you know, as children, we all love clouds. We go into the field or lay down in there and look at them because we see things in them. We see images that are familiar to us. Could be animals, people, whatever. But then we kind of lose sight of that when we grow older. Well, it was rekindled in me in about 2006. And then in 2007, I had the first real big clouds happen for me when my wife and I were in Peru on the train to Machu Picchu from Cusco. Well, we're on a train car that had windows on top as well as the sides. And I'm sitting there looking, and all of a sudden I see these really strange clouds, and they were incredible. One was like a big, huge bird with wings, and the other one right next to it looked like a big cat. And I took pictures. And then we were at Lake Titicaca in Peru in a community called, I think, Puna. In the center of town, and I'm looking around, and here's this huge cloud over one of the buildings. It was a snake, just like this. And I took that picture. Well, if you go around Peru, you start to learn about things, and what you learn about the Inca was that the puma, the cat, the condor, the bird, and the snake are really the three gods of the Inca. So they showed me themselves there. Amazing. Makes you think, doesn't it? And so that started me on a path of always looking up. And people often say when they look at our books, and the one you're talking about is our fourth book, but our three earlier books are on clouds, is that when people see them, they want to go and look to see the same thing that I see.
Right.
And that's why I've took pictures and I put them on our website and so forth. Well, I started seeing all kinds of clouds, and they're just amazing. And if you're scrolling through them, you can see them.
People should be able to see this right now on Facebook Live. We're scrolling the pictures from your website, because you say that clouds are messengers.
Yes, they are. I almost think they have consciousness, that either somebody's creating them or they have their own mind in a way. But I could be sitting and watching the sky, and then something just transforms in front of me. And once one of them transforms, it seems like a lot more transform. Well, I've had clouds that, for example, one of our cats died in 2013. And a very special cat to us. And within 3 days, I'm looking over my house, and here's a cloud exactly of her. And, of course, I snapped the picture. We were at a fundraiser in a nearby town, and I'm looking up, and my wife's looking up, and she says, "You see that?" I said, "Yeah, what? That's a fuzzy mass." And I put my zoom lens on it. It was Santa Claus on a sleigh with reindeer. I was able to capture it, and we made it a Christmas card. But it disappeared in about 5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So
you just have to, you kind of have to be Johnny on the spot and take it right away.
Yeah. Some last. I had one that I was helping to heal a young girl who was 19. She was dying. And we got to know each other. And then she died, and within 2 weeks, her face appeared over our house, and it lasted for 20 minutes, and all the other clouds went by, and I took many pictures, and I sent them. I have three psychics I deal with, because I need help to understand some of this stuff. Well, I'd send them to them, and I'd say, what do you think this is? And they said, "That's the girl you helped." And I said, "But why is she there?" They said, "Well, because she wants to say thank you for what you did to help her. And also that you were almost like a second dad to her."
Oh.
Amazing, right? Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably needed that from you.
Yes.
She probably really needed that from you when she was dying, and she needed that fatherly nurturing that you were offering to her.
Yes.
And that's why she felt like you were her second dad. Yeah.
Well, you know, I carry my camera everywhere because you never know when something's going to pop up. So we've traveled all around the world, and everywhere we've gone, I see clouds. It's not just here where I live. And so we've seen so many that we did the three books. In fact, I didn't want to do the books, but Archangel Michael in 2009 and 2010 wouldn't let me sleep at night until I got up and started writing. And I was working full time. So I'd only get about 3 hours of sleep a day. And but I never felt tired. He was letting me do this. This had to happen. And so that's that book. So anyway, clouds are messengers. And they're like, in a way, you might say they're like the crop circles in England that many people see. They put them on the farm fields, and there's messages in there. Incredible things, and I would urge people to take a few minutes and always stare at the sky and see what you see. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit, and then something pops in. So,
would you believe that are you an angel?
Aren't we all?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we all are angels, really. We all are angels here on this earth to do something very important, which is to preserve this planet. We're stewards of this planet, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes we're not doing so good. So we need to confirm that we're here for a purpose, is to preserve life, preserve this planet, preserve this special place we have, and to bring love everywhere we go.
Yes.
And with love comes peace. And you know, on this planet, we have a history of not having so much peace. It's time for peace.
Yes. Until the first time ever in the history of this planet, peace on Earth is happening here now, that we are the bringers of peace. We're the ones that are going to make this change, one heart, one soul at a time. And I want to thank you publicly for all of your generous work, for everything that you do, for everything that you've done and are doing, and all of the ways that you've captured the beauty that's all around us all the time. And I also feel like, Tom, that you are my physical proof of that we don't have to die to go to heaven. Because on a consciousness level, this is what I teach. I tell people that heaven is a state of consciousness, and it's an inner, heaven is an inside job. Peace is an inside job. The earth is an inside job. The world is an inside job. But the fact that you listen to the angel and that you're still here where you could have died, and you are now presenting yourself and seeing the world through the eyes of an angel. And I want to thank you so much for helping us see the world through your eyes, Tom. And so guess what? We're getting ready to take another break. People can get a copy of your book, your amazing book, The Magic of Finding Love and Peace, at Tom.
Oh, excuse me. Tom at oneangelstouch.com. And just give me your mailing address.
Good. Very good. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom.
Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And I want you all to put it on your calendar. Tom is going to be coming back for the next 6 months, and he's going to be here on the first Friday of every month. And so I know that a lot of you people are resonating with angels, past lives, reincarnation, and Tom and I will deepen and go into the discussions like this over the next few months. And he's always going to be here on the first Friday of the beginning of every new month. So put it on your calendar for February. So Tom, before we went to break, we were talking about clouds and how clouds are messengers. And you've traveled all over the world. And now I want to find out from you about what would guide you to St. Anthony. And why?
It's quite a story. But let me say that this is about my whole journey and my wife's, Caroline. We follow messages. We follow clues. We follow synchronicities. Now, most people just neglect them. If they something weird happens to them, they say, well, I'm not going to follow that, right? So, I have a history, and I've learned over the years, it's important to follow and trust in it and consider it an opportunity that will come your way. And this one that we're talking about is the cover of the book, both actually front and back covers. It's about, it started in 2007 and 8 when a new show on TV called Eli Stone comes on. And the third episode is such that Eli is a San Francisco attorney, and he helps a couple who were being deported back to Mexico. And he won the case, but at the end of the show, the two people said, we'd like to find our child that we had to give up as a baby. Where do we find him? And Eli says, you have to go to Roseville, California. Now, I almost dropped on the floor because that's where I live. And out of over 400 cities in California, why Roseville, California was mentioned, I don't know. The other part of the story is that in the Eli Stone series, George Michael is playing his music there, and only Eli can see him. Well, at the same in 2005, I got hooked on George Michael music because Archangel Michael was saying to me, don't do anything bad, because I was at a bad place at that time, being hit by demons and some other creatures. Part of the journey of the spiritual journey. Anyway, he was getting my attention. So this show was really weird. Roseville, California. I actually wrote the studio and said, what's going on? How did this happen? But I never got a reply. Well, So the next thing is my wife and I were going to Flagstaff, Arizona. We flew into Phoenix. This was about 3 years later. And we decided to take our car on the backside, the old highway up to Flagstaff. And we found a little town called Wilkenburg, Arizona. We stopped there for breakfast. And as we got out, we walked a little town, and an old Western town. And I see in the distance a brick building. And it was looked like a little bit of a church. And as we walked over to it, it said, Saint Anthony Catholic Church of Padua. P-A-D-U-A. What's Padua? You know, we didn't know anything. I was raised Catholic, so I didn't know it even. So anyway, I wanted to go inside. All the doors were locked, and as we walked around the parking lot, this man was there and said, do you want to get in? And I said, yeah. So he opened the door. I took 3 steps inside the building, and I was paralyzed by this very electrical energy that came up through the floor and went up all through my body. And it was like holding a car battery on both ends, and it was powerful. And then it released me after about 15 seconds. Huh. Wow. And I said to my wife, I said, what is going on here? But it was a message. The message was St. Anthony's Catholic Church of Padua. Fast forward to 2016, and we were taking a trip to Europe and many places. We went to Milan to see the Last Supper and so forth. And then we're going to Venice. And then we stopped in this place called Padua. Who knew? And then Padua was the St. Anthony Basilica. It's huge. We got a room nearby. And we went inside the basilica. And all while we're going there, there's hundreds of people going in. We learned that it's a world famous site of healing. Saint Anthony himself is in a tomb on the floor in kind of a box structure. And you can touch it and you can feel like this electrical energy going right through you. And people just love touching that. Well, I got another message, and the message was walk down the left aisle, not the main aisle, the left aisle, all the way to the back. So I followed that message. And they said, then take a picture of this big painting on the right. And it was very dark in there. And I only had my iPhone, but I took a couple of pictures there. And it was a small altar, and there was a few people there. That's all. And I couldn't figure it out. The next day, I looked at my pictures, and they had become the cover of this new book. Because there are two incredible light beings. Yeah. The one more in the center. Well, back up a second. I was amazed when I opened up my iPhone the next day and I saw these. This is incredible. I sent that picture to two of my psychics, and they both said, one is Mother Mary and one is Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. And the one that is the one at the picture I took is like this in a prayer position. Mm-hmm. And actually, you can see the picture, light is coming down from a little angel above that figure to create the light being. Well, no wonder this St. Anthony Basilica is known for healing people. It's got two of the most incredible creatures there, light beings, who are healers, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And I knew if I was to do another book at that time, I would make these the covers, front and back covers. And that's what happened. So there you have the story of how this book got started.
That's a beautiful story. And people were able to see the images of what you're talking about on the Facebook Live. We were showing those images. But all people really have to do is write you at tom@whenangelstouch.com to receive a copy of this magnificent book with Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene on the cover.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, I love to have people have this book because it's an example of our spiritual experiences and how it works, and helping people to understand it, perhaps have their own experiences and how to have those experiences. And to be aware, this book is about awakening to our planet, to all the things around you, from the clouds to mystical beings, healers, past lives, you name it.
And it's coming from someone that never even believed in angels to begin with, because prior to your accident, when you were a city planner for how many years? 40 years?
Or 40 years, yes.
40 years, right? You were a city planner. You didn't believe in angels. And now this, your whole life changed into, like I said last show, right brain activity, more of the feminine energy of perceiving. I love the way that you listen to your messages, and I love it when you're talking to us about it and telling us you got another message and this is what you're doing. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen when you get more messages as you go on now, and what other books are going to be printed and happening for you. For us, I should say.
Yes, we'll see. It's always a surprise when it happens.
It is. It yeah. is. So that means it's totally from spirit and totally being guided, and you're listening to that. And yeah. So obviously you believe in reincarnation and past lives. If you want to just touch on the past lives piece just a little bit, we have a little bit time left before we go to our last break. And so do you want to say something about having had past lives?
Well, what I want to say briefly is that it exists. There's a book I started out with called The Journey of Souls by a doctor named Newton. And it's fabulous. I read it in a day. And it tells how he regressed many people, thousands of people, hypnotically, and found that people were speaking different languages than they knew. They were telling about different stories about their lives that wasn't a part of their current life. And he got more into it, and he found out past lives really happen, and that it's a part of our process of being a human being here on Earth, that most, if not all of us, have had many, 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 many lives.
Yes, and so you've gone deeper into exploration of your past lives, and you can actually name some of your past lives, because you and I were talking the other day on a private call, and when you shared some of those with me, which is very interesting and very inspiring to see of all of the experiences that you now share from your past lives. And so we're going to take a break. Cornelia Stephanie, Living Heaven on Earth, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating, and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my very special guest, Tom Lombroso, and we're living heaven on earth. And so before the break, we were talking about past lives. And now what we want to talk about is we want to go into the number 11, which 2018 adds up to the number 11. And 11 means mastery and magic. And so, Tom, tell us about your perception of the 11.
Well, before I go into that a little bit, I want to make the point that I found that numerology really works. And we went to a numerologist and she did a fabulous job, and it all makes sense, and it all happened the way she said it was going to happen. So numbers are the basis of our lives, and more so than we've ever thought. So I want to make that point. Well, in my case, I was born on 11/11/1948. And while it's not known, I was born at roughly 12, right after midnight, and some suspect 12/11, but we don't have proof of that. Anyway, 11s, I found all through my life, resonated. And There's a belief out there amongst many spiritual people that when you see 11 or 11/11, an angel is with you. And many people see 11s. You know, you could see it on your clock or whatever. So keep that in mind. Well, 11s, when you look at my particular life, I met my wife in 1966. And we had just moved from New York State to California, and I met this girl 11 houses down from our house, and she became my wife.
And you guys have been married for 51 years.
We've been together 51 years. Who would have thought that? And anyway, that made sense, right? My accident in 2001, amazing. It happened on February 9th. 2 + 9 = 11. It also happened on Highway 65. 6 + 5 = 11. So many things like that happen. 11, 11, 11. When we had our major, one of our major events happen for us was on 11/11/11 in Sedona, Arizona. So we'll go into that on another show. But I know when 11s are around, something's going on.
So 11s are around because we're in that 11 vibration right now. And also I wanted to remind the audience too that your dad died at 92, which adds up to an 11. And your mom at 83, which adds up to an 11.
Yes. Can you believe that?
That is. It's just amazing how... And then, you know, here's the thing. Don't you agree that it's because of the way that you're looking at it all, the way that you're seeing it? Because you're the one that has to have the realization. Oh, dad died at 92. What is that about? Oh, mom died at 83. Oh, and you have to be the one that is seeing it, perceiving it in order, because it happens for everybody, but it's just people may not be doing that, perceiving it in their way. And so 2018 is the year of mastery. And so, like you said, there's something going on, and there will be something going on because we are being asked to step into the mastery of our lives now. We're asked, like you said earlier, Tom, is to take care of this planet, to be good stewards of this planet, to build it on love and peace. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to begin this year with you. I wanted to start the show out with you. Actually, you know what ended up happening? I ended 2017 with you, with the magic of finding love and peace. And I began 2018 with you on this platform. And I'm so grateful that I did that. It wasn't a plan, but it just synchronistically happened that way.
Remember that our first show was on 12/29. 29 is 11. And you said you felt like someone said this is what the date needs to be on that show.
Yeah, I got a very distinct calling to have you on for that day. Didn't know why, but I too answered those messages, and I just then intuitively am guided to take action. So, Tom, let's tell people again where they can get a copy of your generous offer.
Okay. The Magic of Finding Love and Peace, just email me, tom@whenangelstouch.com. And I will send it to you. Give me your mailing address, my website, www.oneangelstouch.com, and One Angels Touch Facebook if you want to reach me there.
Do you have any final words? I want people to be able to tune in with us next month when you'll be back in the first Friday of February. And do you have any final words to share?
I want to share that let's all work together to help each other, to love each other, to think about bringing peace to each other. I'm going to ask people in my book, they're going to get a little slip that says, I'm giving this book as a gift to you. And as a result, please consider giving a gift of random kindness to someone else. And that's what this is about. It's about thinking about others, loving our planet, and bringing peace to all.
That's really sweet. That's a really sweet offering. Thank you so much for doing that. And so I want to invite people to go to tom@whenangelstouch.com to claim your book, and also check you out on Facebook, When Angels Touch, right? Mm-hmm. And go to your website at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Right.
And if people want to tune in to our communication when we come back on the radio, they can tune in next month where they're going to be introduced to you again. And we're going to have a fabulous topic subject that I'm sure that will be our next magic of what it is that we're co-creating together.
We've got lots to bring to people, lots of different subjects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we actually have a couple minutes left. So what would you like to share, Tom, before we sign off today? We have a couple minutes left.
You caught me off guard.
I caught you off guard. Well, that's okay.
I think in summary, it's about being open with your heart. I like to say the most important organ you have in your body is your heart, not your brain. The first organ to be created in your baby's body is the heart, not the brain. Our emotion is there. Our compassion is there. If you were in an argument with your partner or spouse and you said some really, really nasty words in this argument, that's your brain talking, not your heart. Because your heart will bring everything together. Your heart will make you such a special person. It's about giving, not about taking. There's a couple of different kinds of people in this world. Those that take, those that give. I'd rather be the one that gives.
And thank you so much, Tom, for joining us. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.